Guttenberg says in his usual straightforward manner that he wants to dispense with the usual speculation that ensues whenever a politician announces he or she has decided to leave elected office.
Let me get a couple things out of the way, right? My health is fine, has nothing to do with my decision. I have no legal matters hanging over my head, right? You're not going to hear something come down later on.
The 66-year-old Guttenberg was hospitalized earlier this year for chest pains, but he says his reasons have nothing to do with that nor anything political. Instead, he says they have everything to do with just going back to his home in the Goldstream Valley and enjoying life.
It's time for me to step out, for me to just catch up on my personal life. The house is continually being remodeled and not finished because of all the other special sessions. My gardens have been neglected.
Guttenberg is still in Juneau for yet another of those extended legislative sessions, made longer by ongoing disagreement over putting together a state budget that'll pay for the services Alaskans demand, but that also will satisfy Republicans' demands for more spending cuts.
People want to, you know, talk about cutting the budget, but at the same time, they want services. You know, and they want the full PFD. And to get people all of those things is very difficult now.
Despite the rancor of the annual budget ordeal, Guttenberg says he feels good about playing a role in helping pass many important pieces of legislation during his 16 years representing the 4th District, which sprawls north and west of the city. Before redistricting, he represented the 8th District. He says he's especially proud of his years-long effort to get a veterans cemetery for Fairbanks.
This summer, they're actually going to do the groundbreaking for that.
Another major accomplishment, he says, was helping get both the House and Senate to unanimously pass a so-called PDM, or prescription drug manager, legislation.
A significant piece of health care legislation that will drive down prescription drug prices and keep our local pharmacies in place.
He says his disappointments include not being able to persuade his fellow lawmakers to do more about the lack of broadband internet connectivity in many places around the state. Guttenberg's been involved in Alaska politics since 1986, when he became treasurer of the Interior Democrats. He was elected chair the next year and went on to serve as chair of the state Democratic Party and national committeeman. He was scheduled to officially announce his decision to leave office during a meeting of the Laborers Union Local 942. That's an appropriate setting, says Mindy O'Neill, the present chair of the Interior Democrats.
David Guttenberg has been a great advocate for the interior. He's been a great advocate for labor and working people in education for the last 16 years. And we sure have been lucky up here to have his representation for that long.
O'Neill says because of his service, no other Democrat has challenged Guttenberg over the years, but she anticipates there'll be a fair amount of interest in the 4th District seat now that the longtime occupant is leaving it for a long-delayed home renovation project. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.